Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Richard Pennyman.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
He says we can call him Little Richard. He's still rocking after all these years. Welcome back, 7-Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm still rocking after all these years. We're in our 19th year of the Small Business Advocate Show, and I couldn't be more excited. I can't wait to do 19 more. And we've been doing about 10 of them with our good friend, actually coming up on 11. No, actually 12. Actually, yeah, this before long we'll have our 12th anniversary with our good friend Giovanni Cortolo, Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber, and one of our favorite folks on the planet. Giovanni, thanks again for being here. USChamber.com, right?
Yes. Thank you, Jim. I tell you all the great things you do when I listen to your show and when I'm on it. It's always a treat, but I always religiously listen to it. You have some great people that speak on your show,
including our current guests.
Let's get into the.
By the way, USChamber.com. You guys got a lot going on there. They can subscribe to your newsletter, your update.
Sure.
I get that every week or so, maybe a couple times a week.
Yep.
You got a big summit coming up next year that we'll be talking more about.
Yeah, absolutely. And we also have freeenterprise.com.
Right.
And so both of them provide us the footprint we need to serve the small business community, actually all businesses, because we're all interrelated into this.
That's right.
Economy.
A lot of good thought leaders there in the chamber, including Giovanni. So okay, Giovanni, we got this thing called an election coming up in about 11 months. What's going to happen?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. Of course, I look at it with a different through different spectacles than someone else may. And basically, the chamber does not get involved in elections or supporting candidates, but we do get involved in policy, and we see the economic question, the competing vision within the economic question that's being bantered is it economic inequality or income inequality, or is it economic growth? And that's the competing economic question.
Why is that even? Why can't people understand that the way to solve income inequality is to provide growth? Get out of the way of growth.
Well, the narrative is different for each party, and the policy prescriptions resonate differently within depending on where you go with it. Constituents for a lot of the candidates feel the same. In other words, we have everybody feels that the country's on the wrong track. But if you look at the conservative narrative, it's a question of the economy is being crushed by the weight, the cost, and the ineptitude of the federal government.
That's right.
If you look at the more liberal narrative, it's the rules that govern our economy no longer work for all Americans. The trickle-down effect is not working. The rich are gaining, are the only ones that are benefiting,
right,
and leaving the... So if you take each of those narratives, the prescriptions are different. If you're on the liberal side, your top prescription is paid sick leave, equal pay, affordable care, college,
increase in minimum wage,
infrastructure, tax the rich.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things you get from the narrative that is on a more liberal basis, and then if you go on a more conservative basis, obviously, a lot of small businesses adhere to this. Yeah, let's get rid of some of these regulations.
Right. Like Obamacare.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's through those spectacles, you see a different prescription as to what are the policy ideas that you would like.
Do you think Giovanni, with here we are now. We're 7 years into an administration that's clearly the liberal thinking ideology, And economically, it's a failure. The policies are a failure because the economy has resisted getting out of a slow recovery mode into an expansion mode. What do you think is going to catch on? I mean, that's the question you're asking, right? Isn't that going to define America? If this next election is we want more stuff from the government instead of we want more opportunity, that's going to define our country from now on, isn't it?
It will, clearly the economy could be doing a lot better than it is. And
twice.
I feel that the policies have really restricted that growth.
Yeah.
And the next election will determine.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Hey, Giovanni, thanks for being here. Good job, as always. Come back soon.
Thank you, I will.
Keep up the good work. Giovanni Cortolo, ladies and gentlemen, with the U.S. Chamber. He'll be back another day. I'll be back. But not today. I'm Jim Blaxingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blaxingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.